Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby. We better make
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And Sam, I want to get you to reflect on some things that's bound to affect your next survey that you're working on right now for this month. And that is specifically, you know, we got a couple of things. Number one is the government finally got around to taking care of the budget issues that they should have already taken care of. And preventing the problems with the debt ceiling issue and all that. They finally got that done at the last minute, literally the 11th hour, basically. And then the subsequent stock market gyrations before and after the S&P did something historic, which was to downgrade the U.S. credit rating to AA plus from AAA. Well, what do you think?
A couple of things. First of all, about the delay in the vote, they could have voted quite a bit sooner than they did to extend the debt ceiling, and they've done this for many times in the past. Why not now? And the answer is because in the past we were not so much in debt that we're scaring people with our indebtedness and our capacity to pay off our own debts.
Mm-hmm.
So each constituency on the various sides of that vote wanted to get the maximum they could for to be sure that when this vote was taken, that they could also get the maximum from their point of view as to trying to control the expenditures,
right,
and deal with the tax situation. So it was delayed. I figured it would be delayed, but I didn't figure that the outcome of that would be a downgrade in our debt. Now,
you were surprised when S&P did that then?
I was surprised because the credit rating agencies are supposed to be reflecting on what the capacity is of an entity to pay its debts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got a sovereign nation like the United States, if push comes to shove, we, as every government has done in the past, will print the money to pay off the debt while probably triggering inflation,
right.
We'll print the money to make our debt. So the probability of an actual default is
the U.S. was never, there was never any danger that the U.S. was going to default.
No, none. And there's none in the future. But there is, you could look at debauching the currency, printing the money to pay it off is sort of a backdoor way of defaulting because you're paying off with cheaper dollars.
Right.
But I think the rating agency was not so concerned with the ability to pay the money, but they were concerned about the political process and the political will to make the changes that are necessary to
I'm convinced that the S&P also was trying to make a statement about themselves, trying to regain some credibility, and I think it's going to backfire on them. But ironically, The S&P downgrade,
yep,
may actually contribute to something that a lot of folks are concerned about, and that is the Tea Party's movement to cut the government, to turn the spending the other way. The irony of all this is as much as I didn't like it when they lowered our debt, our credit outlook, and I know you didn't. But it may wind up being a good thing. It may get the attention of Wall Street. I mean, of Washington. What do you think?
Of Washington, I think it helps focus that we are vulnerable in the eyes of the world. And this is a global situation now. We can't just look at our own United States. It's a global thing. And it does focus the attention on our problems and our long-term unsustainable trend of spending much more than we take in has got to stop. An unsustainable trend, by definition, will end, and the question is when and how.
Right.
And this will help, perhaps help,
But we don't need that. We don't need another agency to downgrade us. That would be unfortunate, wouldn't it?
Well, consider the effect of the downgrade. What has happened to the value of the U.S. Bonds since the downgrade?
Right.
Well, it's still considered the reserve right. currency in the world,
mm-hmm.
and in fact, people have been piling into buying treasuries so that the interest rate on treasuries has declined for the 10-year bond from 3% to 2.5%.
Right. Instead of going the instead of going the other way, which is what was predicted. So
exactly.
we shall see. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great pleasure to be with you, Jim. Thank
Sam
you.
Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, TatumLLC.com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.